Van Andel Institute guests in the studio doing great things as their day job, looking for discoveries and studying their passions, as does my next guest. We welcome to the morning show Dr. Dren Du. Good morning to you, Dr. Du.
Hello, everyone.
Yes.
Hello,
good, good that you are here. Tell me a little bit about you.
Yeah, so I'm an assistant professor at Van Andel Institute, and I started my position in late 2017, and my lab is focusing on studying the structure of temperature-sensitive proteins involved in temperature sensation and regulation in human body.
What's been your career journey this far?
So I have been in Portland, Oregon to do my postdoc, and I have been working on structural biology all the time. Yeah.
Yes. Let's get into structural biology. What is it?
So, you know, our body is built up by many, many, many little proteins, and actually millions of proteins. They play a very important role in our body function. This is how we can smell, how we can taste sweet, sour, bitter, and how we can remember things, how we can think. So using structural biology, we can look at how those proteins look like in the body, and we can understand how they work so that we can design drugs to treat diseases related to those proteins.
Because that is the ultimate one of the reasons why you study, and it's important to know what molecules look like, and certainly to study the course of disease.
Yeah. So, for example, those diseases, those proteins, kind of related to Alzheimer's disease, or the temperature sensitive protein are related to fever as well, and also pain. Using structural biology can help us to understand how those drugs bind to the protein and design the drugs that can specifically targeting to the protein to avoid side effect.
Yes. How do you study something so small, Dr. Du?
So that's a very good question. We use a very powerful electron microscope, and we don't have so many in the United States. Fortunately, Van Andel Institute has one, and that's also the reason why I came to Van Andel Institute to do my research. Now in the Michigan, there are only two microscope. One is in Van Andel Institute, and one is in the University of Michigan.
Very nice. We are lucky to have our institute and you certainly on the Hill. Do you, in general, do you have a team that you work with in your structural biology studies?
Yes, I have a lab with 6 lab members. There are 2 postdocs and 2 lab technicians and 2 graduate students. I feel very grateful to have so many good and smart people working with me so that we can do this awesome research together.
Nice. Well, you recently earned several prestigious awards that will support your research into how the body regulates temperature. You mentioned that. So let's talk about this project more.
Yeah, so you may think about our house, how to regulate the temperature in our house. Mm-hmm. That is using the thermostat, right?
Yes.
When it is too hot, and the thermostat will turn on the air conditioning and to cool down the house. And when it is too cold, and the thermostat will turn on the furnace, and so to warm up the house. In this way, we will feel comfortable in the house. And for our human body, we have a very similar system. We also have a thermostat to regulate our body temperature. And our body tissues are extremely vulnerable to temperature. You may think that a high fever may damage our tissue, body tissue, and cause seizures. And that's why we have amazing temperature regulation and sensation system to keep our body temperature in a very narrow range. And temperature is also related to many diseases. That's why we want to understand. But so far, we don't have understanding about the mechanism of the temperature sensation regulation. That's why we want to study it.
Yes. And what award did you win?
Oh, that's McKnight Scholar Fellowship for Neuroscience and also Klingenstein-Simon Fellowship.
Nice. So in theory, in summary, it's important that you continue studying the temperature.
Right. Yeah, they provide us awesome support.
What are some of the big questions you'd like to answer with this project?
We want to know how can we sense different temperatures, and why we can have the avoidance when we approach, for example, to fire or something very cold, and how can our brain feel something from the finger?
You also mentioned you're an assistant professor. Who are you teaching?
Teaching the graduate students in at Vando Institute. We have a small graduate school, and but we have really, really good students from all over the United States, even all over the world.
And are some of your expertises here structural biology and more?
Yes, I teach some structural biology and about the molecular of rose proteins and to understand how these proteins work.
Remember having to draw a molecule. There we go. What does a scientist like yourself do for fun?
For fun, I like road trip with my dog.
What's your dog's name?
I have a yellow lab and his name is Rigby.
Where do you like to go?
We like to go to national parks and also lake. We went to Michigan Lake. It's beautiful.
You ever go to the dog beaches out there?
Yes, yeah, we went there. Yeah.
I took Lee out there last week.
Oh,
there's
awesome.
There was barely a beach, though. I mean, because the water's so high.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
So, anyway. Oh, well, that's good. All right, final words before, obviously, we go to VAI.org for more information. I trust we still need scientists like yourself to study for these discoveries, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes.
Thank you for you, and keep up your good work, Dr. Drendu, studying and certainly instructing and doing structural biology at the Van Andel Institute. Okay, back to work you go.
Thank you, Shelley.